This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is signaling a shift from bipartisanship as he appeals for Congress to move quickly on his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief plan. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says the urgency should be clear.
A lot of folks are losing hope.
And while he'd like to act with Republican support, they want a far smaller package and are essentially telling struggling Americans to sit tight. Things will eventually get better, much more slowly than necessary.
I can in good conscience do that.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Following President Joe Biden's push to move quickly, the Democrat-controlled House passed the budget resolution on Friday afternoon without a single Republican vote.
On this vote, the yeas are 219 and the nays are 209. The resolution is adopted.
The vote comes just hours after Senate Democrats cast a decisive vote to muscle the COVID relief plan through their chamber without Republican support, a step toward final approval next month. Vice President Kamala Harris cast the tie-breaking vote in the Senate, her first. The coronavirus aid package can now work its way through congressional committees with the goal of finalizing additional relief by mid-March when extra unemployment assistance and other pandemic aid expires. Christopher Plummer, the dashing award-winning actor who played Captain Von Trapp in the film The Sound of Music and at 82 became the oldest Academy Award acting winner in history, has died. He was 91. Over more than 50 years in the film industry, Plummer enjoyed varied roles from the film The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo and as a canny lawyer in Broadway's Inherit the Wind. But it was opposite Julie Andrews as Captain Von Trapp that